Do you agree with the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me? I don't believe it for a minute. I believe words have power. That is why I launched the Believe and Speak podcast. Now, what do I mean by believe and speak? First, I'll tell you what I don't mean. Believe and speak is not name and claim. Also known as the prosperity gospel, name it and claim it ignores God's sovereignty. I would never boss around a sovereign king, let alone the King of Kings. That's why I don't name and claim. But I do believe and speak declarations of truth, like I am worthy of love. When I believe and speak the truth that's found in the Bible, I acknowledge God's sovereignty while also acknowledging my authority as his child. God has given everyone who believes in Jesus significant authority, and we exercise that authority when we believe and speak truth. No, I don't name and claim, but I do believe and speak. And today, I'll talk about why, and I'll share what the Bible says about the power of the tongue. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. I invite you to subscribe and click the bell for notifications. Every week, on this Believe and Speak podcast, I read a little bit of scripture. Today, I'm going to read just one verse. And out of that, I pull a declaration that I invite you to speak with me, to believe and speak with me in order to empower your tongue with truth. Now, I end every single episode of Believe and Speak by saying, your tongue has power. Use it for good. I can hardly believe that I have repeated that phrase more than 220 times. I started publishing this podcast on YouTube just 6 months ago, but I began my audio-only version of Believe and Speak more than 4 years ago. I crafted my closing phrase, your tongue has power, use it for good, from the truth that's found in Proverbs 18:21, which I'll read for you right now from the New International Version. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18:21 has less to do with how much we say and more to do with what we say. In fact, what we say matters way more than how much we say. Now, while it's true that talking too much is rarely a good thing, you can never speak too many words of blessing over someone. And today, I'd like you to speak a blessing over yourself. Your tongue has power, so why not use it to speak a good word over yourself? This is our declaration for today. I am worthy of love. Will you declare that word of truth with me right now? I am worthy of love. Now, I confess it's not easy for me to use my tongue for good when my thoughts aren't so good. I try not to ruminate on negative thoughts because my thoughts all too easily end up on my tongue. If I can't stop thinking about something stupid that I said or I did, I'm more apt to say, I'm so dumb, rather than say, I'm worthy of love. But saying, I am worthy of love is grounded in biblical truth. I'm here to encourage you with words of truth from the Bible. And I launched this podcast with a sincere desire to help you believe and speak truth. And that's why I end every episode saying, your tongue has power. Use it for good. That's why I read scripture and I give you a declaration of truth. That's why I ask you to repeat the declaration out loud with power and authority. Words of truth from the Bible can change the way you think about yourself and the way you think about the world around you. Now, for proof, start saying, I am worthy of love. Every time you feel like saying something like, I'm so dumb, and see how it changes the way you feel. Not only about yourself, but also about your circumstances. I believe we can drown out negative thoughts about ourselves by speaking truth out loud. Yeah, I'll admit, sometimes that means talking to yourself, but that's okay when it helps you refocus on the truth of who you are. Just like with today's declaration, I am worthy of love. I want you to say it with me with conviction because it's the truth. I am worthy of love. Speaking out loud what we believe in our hearts is a biblical practice. In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, he said, "It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken." Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Now, in that scripture, Paul is referring to Psalm 116, verse 20, when he says, "It is written." Speaking out loud what we believe in our hearts is a biblical practice that's found both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. My friend, I invite you to speak the truth out loud. Every week, I have you do it. Why? Because your tongue is powerful. Again, the Bible says the tongue has the power of life and death. That is what Proverbs 18:21, our verse today, says. And it says, those who love it will eat its fruit. My friend, the fruit of the tongue can taste sweet or spoiled. It can be good fruit or rotten fruit. It can bring life or death. I want you to eat the sweet fruit of speaking life. You have the power to silence negative thoughts by speaking out loud words of blessing over yourself. Will you? Will you choose to speak blessing? It could be as simple as saying, I am worthy of love. Speaking life hinges on thinking life-giving thoughts, and thinking life-giving thoughts hinges on focusing on the one who gives us life, regardless of our circumstances. I believe with all my heart that spending time with God helps us replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Your Bible and your prayer journal will help you take negative thoughts like, I'm so dumb, captive, and replace them with truth like, I am worthy of love. God is love, and His love for you proves your worth. Let me say that again. God's love for you proves your worth. So if you're going to talk to yourself, speak life. Your tongue has power. Use it for good. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, oh Lord God, that you have given us something so powerful and so easy to access. It's the words of our mouth, God. So, Father, I pray for each one listening that is tormented by intrusive thoughts that say things that are negative, Father, that instead they would declare out loud the truth of your word, that we are precious, that we are a precious treasure to you, that we are the apple of your eye, that yes, we are worthy of love. You love us so much that you sent Jesus to die in our place because you knew that the wages of sin is death. And yet, God, you loved us so much that you paid that price for us so that we could spend forever with you. That is how worthy of love we are. Father, worth the life of your Son. The Bible says there's no greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. And so, Father, we thank you and we acknowledge that we are worthy of love, that you love us, God, and we ask that you would help us to take those negative thoughts captive. Whenever we're tempted to speak something that is degrading or debasing, Father, that instead we would remember your love for us and what you say about us in Scripture. Father, I pray this for everyone listening, Lord, that they would be able to cancel all the negative effects of the lies they've been believing, of the things they've been saying that are rotten fruit, of the death, really, that they've been speaking, and replace it with sweet words of life. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. And if we remain in him, Lord God, we will bear fruit. We will bear good fruit. And so we ask that we would do that in your name. Amen. I want to thank you so much for listening and watching and subscribing. And please, if you enjoyed this episode, would you give it a like? That really helps me out a lot. And share it with a friend, because you know what? Your tongue has power. Use it for good.